Welcome to Sports Beat. From Little League to high school and from college to the pros, Sports Beat covers it all. And here's your host, Justin Cabe.
All right, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Sports Beat this morning. I am your host, Justin Cabe, and joining me on the phone is a 2007 graduate of Brownfield High School and current Sweetwater Mustang coach, Brian Luera. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out what's been going on with Brian since graduating from high school.
Since 2008, All-Star Peanuts has worked hard to meet the needs of peanut producers and livestock owners with chemicals, seed supplies, and supplies for your livestock needs. Owned and operated by your Terry County farmers, All-Star Peanuts handles peanuts from the field to the warehouse. They're commissioned by Golden Peanuts and are a proud supporter of your Terry County livestock exhibitors. Give manager J.R. Cutt a call at 806-637-1866. All-Star Peanuts, your place for quality service.
Meadow ISD, providing a pathway to success. We are once again a Texas Education Agency recognized school district, and our accomplishments over the past 2009-2010 school year include success in sports, academics, UIL, one-act play, and more. At Meadow, we are challenging our students to be the best both in and out of the classroom. Visit our website at meadowisd.net.
Football and brisket, blue bonnets in springtime. In Texas, some things are better together. Like at Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, where a home policy just isn't the same without auto coverage to help bring your rates down. The State Fair and fine stuff? Can't have one without the other. Moments worth covering are never accidents.
Call us today at 806-637-2504 or stop by our Brownfield location at 521 West Main.
Discounts may vary by situation.
Do you have a dental problem? Then go see Dr. Colley. Dr. Colley is a second-generation West Texas dentist, locally owned and operated for 27 years. Dr. Colley is an honors graduate of the University of Texas Dental School. He, along with his talented staff and newest technology, can take care of any of your family's dental needs. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and give them a call at 806-637-8386 or drop by at 1307 Tahoka Road in Brownfield. Dr. Colley, where West Texas hospitality begins with a smile.
Texas Ag Plus at 1670 U.S. Highway 62 385 wants your irrigation repair business. Jake Unger offers you a full line of irrigation parts as well as pump sales, ditching, PVC pipe, and just about anything else related to irrigation on your farm. Locally owned and operated, Texas Ag Plus is here to serve the producer. From start to finish, we want to be the one you think of first when it comes to servicing your irrigation needs. Call Texas Ag Plus at 637-4590.
Move it. The big, the massive, the what the heck is that? Introducing the all-new Ford F-150. Its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body makes it up to 700 pounds lighter. And with less of its own lard to move around, it can move more of yours. 12,200 pounds. The most towing of any half-ton pickup. The all-new Ford F-150. The future of tough.
Go by Stanley Ford Lincoln, located at 1708 Lubbock Road in Brownfield, or call 637-7541. Stanley Ford Lincoln, you're just a short drive from big savings.
All right, and welcome back to Sports Beat this morning. I have on the phone with me Brian Luera. Brian, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Actually, just leaving SAC here in Sweetwater. So, been doing that for the last few weeks, and having a real good turnout up here in Sweetwater.
Well, that's good. Well, let's go ahead, and we're going to have a little flashback here, I guess, to start off the morning with. And let's remind people kind of, you know, when you graduated and, you know, what all you were involved in high school.
Okay. I graduated back in 2007. I was involved in football, basketball, and baseball while I was in high school. Not sure that I really participated in anything other than those three things. So that was kind of that. I felt like we were pretty successful while we were in high school there in all three sports. But been a while ago. So
that has been a while back. Yeah, 10 years, right?
Yes, 10 years. So
kind of hard to believe it's been that long, huh?
Yeah, it goes by quickly for sure. So,
well, after graduating high school, just what did you do from there?
After graduating high school, I attended LCU. I was there for 4 years, where I got my bachelor's in kinesiology, and from LCU, I took my first job in Amarillo at Crockett Middle School. I was a PE teacher and a coach there for 2 years. After my stint there, I moved to Muleshoe to take a high school job where I coached football and basketball as an assistant for 3 years. And then last year I was the head boys basketball coach at Muleshoe, where we had a pretty successful season. Unfortunately, we ran into Canadian, and everyone knows how good they've been in the last 3 years.
Yeah, everyone from Brownfield especially.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just kind of been one of those deals, and I was offered the head boys basketball job here in Sweetwater, and I saw it as my opportunity to move up a class and try to better my resume. So I jumped on the opportunity, and here we are.
Well, moving to Sweetwater, you said it's jumping up a class. So what classification is Sweetwater?
We are class 4A, so in the same division same class as Brownfield, as well as the same division, because we're 4A Division II.
Okay.
Actually very comparable in size to Brownfield, so it feels a lot like home. So
right. Well, what made you decide to start coaching?
You know, I definitely have to say it's just kind of something that I always thought that I wanted to do. You know, it was going to be a way to keep me involved in athletics after my career was over. And then, you know, teachers and coaches that just made a positive impact on me, and, you know, just hopefully I can do the same.
Is there any one particular coach or teacher in particular that made you think, you know, this is really what I want to do?
You know, really, you know, some people may frown on it, but Jake Entrell, while he was my head basketball coach, a big influence on me. You know, as well as all the other coaches that were around in Brownfield, but him in particular really stood out to me. Longtime math teacher, Candy Land, which she's now gone, but you know, just being the great math teacher that she was, really made a great impact on me as well. So
both of them kind of made a big impact in your life and kind of led to where it is now and coaching at a 4A school.
Yes, sir.
Well, go ahead and tell us a little bit about your family. I know you married a hometown girl and have a couple of kids now. So tell us a little bit about your family as well.
Yeah, I married Katie Hancock, and we actually just celebrated our 5th anniversary of marriage, June 23rd. We now have 2 kids, Maxine, who is 3 years old, and Arlen, who is 10 months. So, you know, when I'm not working, not coaching, those two definitely keep me busy, and, you know, definitely learning a lot from kids. You would never think that, but they keep you on your toes and you know, keep you very busy. So it's been a joy.
Yeah, I know having a 3-year-old definitely keeps you busy, because I have one as well. And then I guess what we're looking at, about a month away, I'll have a newborn. So
there you go. Back to those sleepless nights.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be calling you too, asking you how to raise a girl, because I don't know how to do that one.
Oh, they're good.
They're good while they're young. I think it's the teenage years and beyond that that are going to be challenging.
That's when you push her on to mama, right?
Yes.
Well, as far as your coaching style goes, what can these kids expect from you at Sweetwater?
I'm just kind of just straightforward. You know, I don't like a lot of nonsense. I'm a disciplinarian. So in that sense, just taking care of that stuff. As far as like actual game stuff, we try to play up tempo as much as possible. Very similar to what I played in. So we'll press and, you know, just try to outrun the other team, especially since we have athletes here in Sweetwater. We don't have a whole lot of size, so can't stay in the half court too much and get beat up by teams that have the size advantage on you. So we'll try to play to our strengths and kind of, you know, run from there.
So are you inheriting a pretty decent program?
Not really. You know, it's going to require some building, but they've had success, you know, in football. They made the state championship game last year where they lost to West Orange Stark. So they got a late jump on basketball, and it's just kind of one of those things. They've been successful in football, so it makes it tough to compete, especially at the 4A level, consistently. But there is some skill and some athletes here that I can work with, and I'll coach what I have and we'll go from there, and you know, hopefully it results in a good season, a successful one.
What does your district look like? I mean, I know like Brownfield, they have one of the toughest districts in the state in 4A as far as their district goes. Is your district pretty tough as well, or how does your district look?
Our district is nowhere near as tough as that Brownfield one, and you are definitely right. That's probably the toughest district at the 4A level. But we'll be playing Abilene Wiley, which, you know, everyone knows they compete at the highest level every year, and they're going to be the front runners. They'll be picked to win our district, and then we've got Brownwood, Big Spring, and Snyder. So we're in a 5-team district, and I do feel like we should be able to get second place. But the other four teams will be very competitive. Abilene Wiley is just, you know, they're way above the rest, I feel like, right now. The four teams other than Abilene Wiley they'll compete against each other. And then, you know, it'll take some luck and a lot of hard work to beat Abilene Wiley on those nights.
Well, is Abilene Wiley still kind of like when we played them, the tough teams, or have they changed some, or is it a lot of the same?
It's a lot of the same. They, you know, of course, you guys know what their talent is like playing them last year in football.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a bunch of straight basketball kids that are, you know, they're just very fundamental, and they don't lose a whole lot of basketball games. So it'll... You know, they're kind of just top to bottom very good. They've got the guards, they got the post players that are, you know, 6'5", 6'6", and even bigger than that. So it'll be tough when we play those guys.
As far as your team goes, are you returning some pretty talented kids, or what do you have there?
We have we've got six returning varsity kids. One that is really good, my point guard, and he's an all-state receiver, and safety. So he's going to be pretty good. And then just everyone else is, you know, I don't want to say that they just don't stand out. They're all good players and just, you know, we're going to have to play very good team basketball. So.
Well, and with, you know, you talking about him being an All-State receiver and stuff, most of those kids, I assume, are football players as well. So, like you said, with them making deep runs in the playoffs, that kind of gets your basketball season off to a slow start. Is there anything you're doing now with them to kind of implement some things, or what's going on there?
You know, in the summer, you really can't do any of that. I don't have a whole lot of my time just kind of letting them, you know, do what they've done, but make sure that, you know, when we are playing, we're trying to play my style of defense right now. The offense will come.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something that I'm real worried about. I'm not not real extravagant on offense. You know, it's simple concepts, and it'll come with time. And I have some straight basketball kids that I can work with, and I'll have 3 months with them. So it actually allows me to grow those kids, and hopefully, you know, those kids without varsity experience, me spending time with them, they'll have the confidence to help us out come basketball season.
Right. So are you helping coach football any, or are you just strictly basketball?
No, I'm actually a receivers coach, in football. So
how's that going so far?
Well, football is great here. You know, of course, it's football town. So, and we actually have a new AD, so he's having to implement his offense and his defense and stuff like that. So, but the kids, you know, they're real respectful kids, and you know, they're good, smart kids, and they're catching on. And it's been a smooth transition, and we're having fun with it. So
when we first started talking, you said you were getting done doing what now? I assume it's something like a captain's camp?
Yeah, it's very similar to that. We just call it SAC, which is short for strength and conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our high school boys come from 7 to 9, and then the junior high boys and high school girls from about 9:30 to 11:30. And, you know, we've had pretty good numbers, and there's been some some good coming out of it. So
what do athletes expect when they come to your SAC?
Okay, so you know, it's really the ADs. You know, I'm just assistant when it comes to,
right,
to football, but it applies to everyone. So we have a really high intensity workout, and we split them up into groups, and they'll do weights for about 30 to 45 minutes, and then we do, you know, two different types of conditioning, kind of like a footwork type deal for you know, roughly 15 minutes, and we'll do like a straight running thing after that for about 10 to 15 minutes.
Well, that sounds too intense for me right now. I've gotten a little lazy since the high school days.
Oh, for sure. They don't lie about the freshman 15, and I don't know that anybody ever loses it.
Yeah, exactly. So with that being said, let's take a quick break real quick, and when we come back, we'll kind of wrap things up with Brian.
Maypay Farms is proud to support the Wellman Union Wildcats and Lady Cats. From athletics to academics, success can be found everywhere, and we commend students on their character and commitment. We believe that the community of Wellman was built on hard work and dedication, and are happy to see that the tradition of excellence is more evident than ever in our outstanding students who set the bar high and achieve greatness. From all of us at Maypay Farms, have a great year, Wildcats. We're behind you all the way.
Lenegar Electric Cooperative can be depended on with over 60 years of service. At Lenegar, we provide electricity to all or part of 11 counties, serving more than 5,400 members and more than 22,000 meters. We are proud to call West Texas our home, with our main office in Tahoka and branch offices in Sundown, La Mesa, and Seagraves. Someone who takes pride in offering the people they serve the very best. Linagar Electric Cooperative is proud to support the students and athletes of West Texas.
Hi, this is Aaron Waldrop, superintendent at Wellman Union ISD, home of 265 Fighting Wildcats and growing. At Wellman Union, we're proud of our consistently high academic standards, and we strive daily to provide a safe, family-style atmosphere. We're proud to offer free dual-credit courses for our high school students with the opportunity to graduate with up to 60 hours, completely debt-free. We're also excited to introduce our new facility and continue our goal of providing a fun, memorable experience for all students. Visit our website or like us on Facebook to stay up to date on the latest Wildcat news. Wellman Union ISD, building on success for today and the future.
Welcome, everyone. Let's go ahead with roll call. Kevin Yates.
Here.
Margaret Hansen.
Present.
Pterodactyl?
Here.
You can't always choose your name, but you can choose your favorites with McDonald's McPick 2 menu. Let me get a McPick 2. Enjoy any two for just $2.50 on McDonald's McPick 2 menu. A juicy McDouble burger, four-piece chicken McNuggets, or small fries. Single item at regular price. Limited time at participating restaurants. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
Excellence, achievement, dedication. These are all qualities that describe the students at Wellman Union. That's why Southwest Cotton Growers is proud to cheer on the Wildcats and Ladycats in all they do. As the largest cotton gin in Terry County, we know what it takes to accomplish your goals, and it all starts with working hard and supporting others. Call manager Kenny Underwood at 806-637-4665 to see how Southwest Cotton Growers can help you this ginning season. We love our customers and our Wildcats and look forward to being a part of your success this season.
Cotton farmers, from planting to harvest, you nurture your crop. At harvest, you want to use Meadow Farmers Co-op gin. Since its beginnings in 1935, Meadow Farmers Co-op has prided itself in fast, courteous service to our customers. We provide complete ginning service from the field to the marketing of your crop through PCCA and the Seam Marketing System. Call 806-539-2241 or come by Meadow Farmers Co-op to learn about our service and commitment to you. Meadow Farmers Co-op, celebrating 80 years of service to Terry County.
All right, and welcome back this morning to Sports Beat, where we've been talking to Brian Luera. Brian, anything else you want to talk about before we get set to close out this morning?
I'm glad that you guys are doing this, and I'm glad that I had the opportunity to come and talk to you guys. And still being a Brownfield guy, I wish Brownfield nothing but success. Even though I may have to compete against them, that'll be the one night that I'm not rooting for them. So,
is that going to be a little awkward that night, sitting there and seeing somebody on the opposite side of the court of you in a Cub jersey, and like, man, I used to be a Cub.
It really wasn't too bad. We came over and played you guys at Muleshoe, and it definitely brought back some memories. But it was good to see that there's success there in Brownfield and definitely talent running around there. Maybe one day we'll make our way back. So.
Well, Brian, we appreciate you coming on and wish you nothing but success, not only as a receivers coach over there, but as the head basketball coach. And we look forward to keeping an eye on how things are going over in Sweetwater, and wish you and Katie and the kids nothing but the best.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And, again, wish Brownfield nothing but success. So.
All right. Well, thanks, Brian, and we'll be talking to you soon.
All right.
All right. That has been Sports Beat this morning with my guest, Brian Luera of the Sweetwater Mustangs, the new coach out there. I appreciate Brian for coming on and taking some time out of his day to talk to me, and look forward to this interview being posted online if you missed any of it. With that being said, we thank you for tuning in to Sports Beat, and I'll have another great show lined up for y'all next week. This has been Justin Cabe and Sports Beat.
Thanks for tuning in to Sports Beat. From interviews with local coaches and players to collegiate and professional news, tune into Sports Beat every Friday at 9:30 a.m. If there's a person of interest or a story that you want covered, send an email to sports@towntalkradio.com.